Greetings, this is Carl, and you're listening to Behavior Up Radio. So here's a question for you. It's about providing. And this has recently sparked some really interesting conversations between me and a guest on 50 Fires, the other podcast I do. Here's the question, and I'm going to first frame it from the perspective of a parent. As a parent, what does it mean to provide? I can't wait to have this conversation with my wife. We're leaving, at least on the day that I'm recording this, we're leaving on a long road trip. So we'll be in the car for a couple hours. And this is one of the questions I want to ask. What does it mean to provide? And of course, we can flip this around and ask it from a child's perspective. As somebody who was once a child, what does it mean to be provided for? Now, the reason I find this so interesting is I think it has probably changed quite a bit. And there's all sorts of, like, I can feel it. There's all sorts of interesting, almost like primal needs I have around providing. Whenever you use that phrase, I think of, like, of course I think of safety and shelter and food and warmth. But it's really interesting when one of your kids asks for something that for some reason they consider normal. Right? It could be the neighborhood you live in. It could be something they saw on Instagram. It could be something they read. It could actually indeed be quote unquote normal, or it could just be some, you know, cultural myth of normal. But when they ask for it, especially when you see it in their eyes, and we have a phrase for this, like tugs on your heartstrings, sort of pointing at that feeling of like, there's obviously a line, and I'm curious where the line is for you in terms of providing, right? I don't want my kids to be disappointed that I couldn't provide something that was really important to them. And I know for sure that it would not be a good thing to provide, quote unquote, everything that was asked for. And all that gray area in the middle is what I'm interested in. Yeah, because we could go back hundreds of years and it would be like much clearer what it means to provide safety and shelter, food, right? Like that might be the extent of it. Well, what does it mean now? What about the vacation? Everybody else in the neighborhood skis. What about a car to get to and from school? Is that providing? What about a college education? Is that providing? These things, and I am super interested in the feeling that you have and what it does to your own self-esteem, your own belief in yourself as a parent, as a human, as a provider, when we have to say no. This is another interesting piece, vein of this thought, is what about there's something that you would like to provide and you believe it would actually be helpful to your child and you can't? Because that certainly comes up all the time. How does that feel? Right? What about the things that are actually neutral? They're not helpful. They're not bad. They're not good. They're just something your child wants. And you say no because, of course, the last thing you'd want to do is give your child everything they want. That's kind of silly. But how does that feel? Have you ever dealt with the feeling of like, oh no, I don't want to let, like my job is to provide as a parent. I don't want to let my spouse or partner or kids down. Man, I feel really bad that that thing was very important to my spouse or my kids. And I wasn't able, listen to those words, I wasn't able to provide that. Fascinating. So I'm just going to return to the question. What does it mean to you to provide? Have that conversation. Cheers, my friends.